It's National Poetry Month, and this weekend, the Nick Virgilio Writer's House will open in Camden in honor of one of that city's best-known poets who specialized in haiku. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on the home for writers that was 30 years in the making.
In his day, Nick Virgilio was one of America's preeminent writers of haiku. He frequently appeared on radio and in print for his singular focus on that traditional Japanese short poetry format and for upsetting its stringent rules. He died in 1989.
Nick always read these twice. You spend a lot of time thinking about the words the first time you hear something, just to make sure you heard the words. The second time, you get to have a sense of the feeling of it.
This is Henry Brand, a friend of Virgilio.
Lily, out of the water, out of itself. Lily, out of the water, out of itself.
Brand is the vice president of the Nick Virgilio Haiku Association, which, for the last 15 years, has been trying to establish a writer's house. After a failed attempt to partner with Rutgers University, the association struck a deal with another longtime friend of Virgilio, Monsignor Michael Doyle of the Sacred Heart Church. That's where the poet was a parishioner. The church acquired a derelict three-story townhouse at the corner of Broadway and Jasper in South Camden. It has been gutted and renovated top to bottom.
It's a writer's house, and we are entertaining all forms of literacy, as it were. And that's our project, is to advance literacy amongst school children.
The current president of the Nick Virgilio Association is George Valianos. He took me up to the third floor room, which is filled with plastic storage tubs.
Unpublished works.
One of the tubs has hundreds of loose-leaf papers, each typed with two columns of haiku poems. One page is filled with poems, all with the same first line, "The dark before the snow."
Dark before the snow. That was the beginning of a haiku. Nick would call a finished haiku a word painting.
One part of this house is outfitted like a museum with furniture and objects that belong to Virgilio, including the Remington manual typewriter on which he wrote thousands of poems for over 20 years. The rest of the house is set up to host writing workshops, classes, and readings.
Nick's whole thrust with his poetry was to get everybody to write, adults, children, and so forth.
Now that he has a building, Valianos hopes to increase the Haiku Association's offerings by partnering with poetry groups and writing workshops in Camden and Philadelphia so writers might fill this house daily. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.